In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. I am not sure, but I think that this is the longest reading in all of the lectionary, that it is even longer than the gospel readings of the Passion that we will hear in the days to come. I'll have to check on that. But it is a wonderful story, and wonderful story from Daniel, which tells us of the goodness and the virtue of Susanna, how she would not sin even though it might cost her life. And then through the prophet Daniel, when he was a young man, God saved her, and how these two wicked old, dirty old men were put to death for trying to put Susanna to death, because she would not go along with their wicked designs. Now, it's very interesting, because ordinarily what we would hear as the gospel today would be the same gospel we heard yesterday, the one of the woman taken in adultery. And what's very interesting is that while Daniel rescued an innocent woman, Jesus rescued a woman who was obviously guilty. And yet, a woman who, you know, if we accept, as I do, the identification of her with St. Mary Magdalene, a woman who would repent from her sins and turn from them and become holy. And that is a wonderful thing, too, that God is willing to rescue and give his grace not only to the righteous, but also to repentant sinners. And so never give up. Never think you are so damaged goods that God will have nothing to do with you, because that is not the case. Even the most hardened, repentant sinner can become a great saint. There is a blessed in the church, Saint Bartolo Longo. He was an Italian in the 1800s who was a satanic high priest. And yet he turned from his sins and repented, and now he's numbered among the blessed. So if God can do that with even someone who worships Satan, what can he do for us? He can do quite a bit if we let him. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.